Welcome to another ABC Radio National podcast. For more information, go to abc.net.au/rn.
This is The Science Show on ABC Radio National, coming today from San Francisco, one of the great research hubs of the United States. Hello, I'm Robin Williams. But the AAAS meeting was dominated, as you'd expect, by one great big elephant: climate change. Just listen to Steve Chu, Nobel Prize winner for physics, who's left his field tickling atoms with lasers to launch Helios, an outfit exploring biofuels. Your main ambitions for Helios, what will you achieve, do you think, in your wildest dreams?
Oh, we want to save the world. I think the energy problem is one of the most important problems that science and technology has to solve. Recently, in the last 5 years, there's essentially no news that is good news. It's become very compelling that climate is not only warming up on average, but that humans caused it. But the projections going forward are getting more and more dire. Now, these projections are not a certainty, but they're so scary that you have to sit up and take notes. So this is really risk management. Let me give you one example. Recently, in the Proceedings of the National Academy, it's a very distinguished journal in the United States, they took two climate models that bracket most of the climate models we have, and they applied them to California. And they found in the least alarmist climate model, the amount of Sierra snowpack in this century will decrease from 30% to 70%, and the alpine forest will decrease by a factor 2 or 3. In the most alarmist model, it goes from 70% to 93%. Well, California can't even sustain a 20% decrease in snowpack. When we have a 20% decrease in snowpack 2 years in a row, our lawns die because it's water rationing. That's 20%. So let's take the middle bracket, 30 to 70%, say 50% decrease of average snowpack in California in the least alarmist model. That's a disaster. Okay? That is an unmitigated disaster. At 50, 80%, this is going to be migration out of California. Forget about drinking water. Forget about agriculture. Forget about the ski season. Okay, so wouldn't it be prudent risk management to do something about this? Not only that, it's not just California's problem. The Himalayas are melting more than a meter per year on average. The Himalayas supply rivers, the Ganges, the Yellow River. They supply 10 major river basins. They are partial supply to about half the people of the world. Already, China is facing, northern China, droughts over the last 10 years, and the projections are, as the Himalayas melt, this slow, steady source of water will go away. So what you get, just like in California, you have rainy seasons and dry seasons. So you get floods in the rainy seasons, and then drought. Okay? The glaciers and snowpack and forests are wonderful natural storage systems. Climate change will disrupt that massively. And because we now have geographical borders that took centuries to millennia to establish, you can't just migrate to where there's water and sun. There's going to be political upheaval. So this is kind of what the world is facing. And the appreciation of these problems and the magnitude of the problem, the fact that if you stick that much CO2 up in the air, there is a debate. How long will it take to get back to the original state? Well, there's a big debate. Scientists aren't sure. Some say 200 years. Some say 3,000 years. No one is saying 10 years or 50 years. It's hundreds of years to millennia. Okay? So this is a problem. So at this point, I'm saying to myself, you know, if I can do something to help get people to acknowledge the problem and to inspire scientists to think about the problem, maybe I should be doing that.
Steve Chu, director of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and winner of the Nobel Prize for Physics. More from him next week. And also from Burton Richter, another Nobel laureate, and Professor V.S. Ramachandran, who gave the Reith Lectures. That was The Science Show from San Francisco, and the AAAS meeting just finished this week. I'm Robin Williams.